And now it's time for our second feature, written by Derek James, in which he remembers a passionate man who did so much for this city. Once again, our reader is Elizabeth Stimson.
No man in his day and generation served the city more nobly and with truer devotion. The words the Evening News used in 1934 to describe the first Lord Mayor of Norwich, Ernest Egbert Bligh, when he died. Today, this road to the north of the city is named in memory of this remarkable man. The school once bearing his name is now called Sewell Park Academy. I'm sure Dr. Blythe wouldn't mind the name change. He was passionate about education, and it was reported that a visiting VIP once said of him, "A prince has fallen into the education life in Norwich, and that prince is Dr. Blythe." This was a gentleman with power and authority, who reached out to the children in the slums and gave them a future. So, just who was this dapper little man who always seemed to be in a hurry, dashing around in the rough old streets of Norwich a century ago? Described as slight, he was a giant in public life, and people from all walks of life, from the rich to the poor, and there were plenty of them, loved and respected him. For example, how many of our city fathers, especially the ones with their pockets bulging with money, would spend Christmas Day handing out presents to children living in some of the worst courts and yards off Barrack Street? They were families who had almost nothing, and how they loved the solicitor with a big heart. Ernest Blythe was born at St. Faith's Terrace at St. Peter's Palmerton Gate, Norwich, in 1857, the son of a timber merchant, William Blythe. It was pulled down to make way for an extension to the Bolton and Paul factory. He trained as a solicitor with W.H. Tillett & Co. in St. Andrews and took a degree at London University, where he won a number of honours. But Ernest loved his city and returned to join a practice with R.F. Horner, the firm becoming known as Blythe and Horner. Described as an ardent educationalist, he was an early member of the Norwich School Board of Guardians from 1887, and he went on to hold every high office in local education. He was chairman of the governors and served as a governor at King Edward VI, City of Norwich School, Norwich High School for Girls, the Blythe School, named after him, Notre Dame Convent, and the East Anglian School for Blind and Deaf Children. Unlike many others, he took an active interest in the schools and the students visiting on a regular basis. Dr. Blythe was a Liberal member for the City Council for many years and a highly popular first Lord Mayor when the office changed from Mayor to Lord Mayor during 1909 to 1910. Head down, a bundle of papers under his arm, Ernest was a familiar figure on the city streets, but he always found time to talk to people and hand out advice to others. At a time when thousands of men, women and children were surviving in grinding poverty, Ernest devoted much of his life to helping them in a number of ways. He was a familiar sight at the Silver Road Sunday School, and he was a member of the Silver Road Mission. When the old Municipal Second School for Girls was transferred to the old Clare House site in 1929, a grateful tribute was paid when the school was renamed the Blythe School. During the whole of his 55 years as a solicitor in Norwich, he was said to have only taken 10 days off sick. He married twice and died at his home, Higham House, in April 1934. A Baptist, he was also president of the Norwich Sunday School Union, a trustee of the Norwich Protestant Dissenters Benevolent Association, and chairman of the Public Assistance Committee. The Evening News said at the time, He played a considerable part in the public, educational and administrative life of Norwich. To many, perhaps, he may have seemed somewhat reserved. This, however, was largely a matter of diffidence and nervousness. Once you spoke to him, you found a man of great charm and kindliness. Most of the citizens, even if they were not personally acquainted with Dr. Blythe, recognised the short, squat figure with somewhat small head and drooping moustache, said our reporter.